Hello everybody, I'm George from Ireland, and this is where Dermot Morgan spent his last evening. Dermot Morgan, the comedy superstar from Ireland, 119B St Margaret's Road, Richmond upon Thames, London. So above that corner shop. So that is St Margaret's Road, and this is 119B. Is that small door over there? Seems like an emergency exit, but that's coming more onto Amiens Park Road. Anyway, more about Dermot Morgan. So Dermot Morgan, he was born in 1952 in Dublin, in a middle-class South Dublin suburb. His father's a functionary and used to sculpt for leisure. So Dermot Morgan was one of four children, but unfortunately one of his sisters died very young. And when Dermot Morgan was a child, his father also died of an aneurysm. So he experienced loss quite a lot. And you can go either way. You can be very depressive, or you can do your uttermost to wring every last drop of glee out of life. And he went for the latter. He didn't waste a moment. So, he's known for his extraordinary, explosive talent. Best known for having portrayed Father Ted Crilly in Father Ted. So he was in the title role, that which had three series. I think it was on Channel 4 in the 90s. And the last one, they finished filming the day before he died. Did he will himself to live through that? I mean, it was a heart attack, I think. So he lost consciousness here after a meal, and his sister Denise was there, called an ambulance. He was taken to a nearby hospital, but they were never able to revive him. I think he actually died in hospital. He's often recorded as having died in Hounslow, which is where the hospital is. But here we are in Richmond upon Thames. So more about Dermot Morgan. Anyway, so he went to University College Dublin, reading English and philosophy. And then he was a front man for this band. Was it called Big Gom and the Imbeciles? Gom is Hiberno-English for, like, idiot. It was doing the Irish take on country and western, but it was partly a pastiche of a well-known show band at the time. So there were bands going around to country towns performing all the time. Because the early 70s, you know, television, I suppose, was affordable for just about everybody. It was black and white. And unless you lived in the east coast of Ireland or near the border of Northern Ireland, you could only get one channel, RTE. That's Radio Television Éireann. If you're not Irish, you might not know that. Anyway, so he graduated from there, doing a bit of comedy. But Dublin didn't have a stand-up comedy scene to the 1980s, when Ardal O'Hanlon, later his comedy partner and Father Ted, helps it to start it. So he went into teaching later on, partly because, you know, he had to pay the rent. He got married to a German, Susanna, early in life, had two sons with her, but they split up much later. And then he has a relationship with, was it Fiona Clark, I think her name was, and he had a childless girlfriend in the early 90s, when it was still a little bit controversial. A generation later, it's hard to see just how much Irish society and how much mores have changed in only 30 or odd years. So Dermot Morgan, yeah, and he said teaching was, well, a little bit like comedy, and when he had to suppress some uppity behaviour in class, the best thing was to be able to come up with some put-down for some smart aleck in class. So he was adept at that. And then in the late 70s, he got onto radio. He was performing on live mic, doing various characters. Live mic, not just in microphone, but Mike Murphy was the host of it. And becoming very well known in Dublin. So by the early 80s, he's able to give up teaching and performing on Scrap Saturday, other RTE programmes, and send up of various well-known figures. And one of his best-known characters was Father Trendy, which was really lampooning of Father Brian D'Arcy, who was a very well-known Dublin priest at the time, trying to be down with the kids. Although when Brian D'Arcy died about 2000, it came to light that Brian D'Arcy had very kindly taken in an unwed mother and her child to live in his presbytery. It transpired he was the father of the child. But so anyway, the Father Trendy character of Dermot Morgan, he would have this sort of 1950s bouffant hairstyle, sometimes wear a leather jacket, a very shiny black shirt and all the rest of it, and always be likening completely anodyne things to religion, striving too hard to appeal to the youth. And who else did he? He did another character who was this GAA fanatical, anglophobic, ultra-nationalist, waving his hurley and screaming screeds and things like that. I just thought, anyway, he was on various other programmes, partly with Pauline McGlynn, the Trinity College Dublin educated actress who played Mrs. Doyle in Father Ted. And he would ridicule both major parties in the Republic of Ireland, Fianna Fáil, who were in government most of the 80s, and Fine Gael, a particular target of his satire was Michael Noonan, who later became leader of Fine Gael about 2000, a fairly disastrous leader that had some really bad election results. But anyway, he's best known for Father Ted. Three series of which were made, was broadcast all over the world, including Australia. He got BAFTAs for that. So that was the height of his comedic genius. I mean, he was completely grey by his late 30s. What else can I say? But he had a bit of the artistic temperament, wasn't always easy to get on with, apparently, and had a tetchy relationship with RTE towards the end. And so he was really definitely the biggest star in Irish comedy. Graham Lenehan wrote the script along with someone else, I forget the other guy's name. Graham Lenehan, who subsequently been cancelled for supposedly being transphobic and things like that. So, that was Father Ted, who was taken from the world far too young. You think, what more marvellous comedies would he have made had he lived a little bit longer? And I thought Father Ted was a cruelly accurate depiction of rural Ireland in the 90s, set on the fictive Craggy Island, which is impliedly, you know, on the Atlantic coast. And that Pauline McGlynn, she wasn't that old. She was only like sort of 35 when they made it. They had to make her look at least 20 years old with makeup. Ah, go on, go on, go on. And Father Jack and the alcoholic priest and things like that. The odd thing is the two priests were sharing a bedroom without any notion there was any homosexuality. Dermot Morgan, he'd also done impersonations of Pope John Paul II in the 80s, and he thought, well, had he overstepped the mark, because the church was much more revered and exalted in those days than it is today. A fascinating character whose trenchant wit provided lots of enjoyment to many millions of people. They don't make him like that anymore. So he's also kind of a snapshot of Ireland like pre-boom. Father Ted started coming out, I think, in 1995. The Celtic Tiger was just taking off. But you see some of his comedy set in the 1980s quite different. He did this Welsh character, a Welshman, rugby player, reflecting how rugger is a working-class game in Wales, whereas in Ireland it's a very upper-middle-class game. Think what other characters did he do. What other worthwhile observations were there? Many, many more. Yeah. And then he also would write... He wrote a song which was a send-up of pro-IRA songs by the Wolf Tones and things like that, about a dog, Fido, who'd saved someone from the black and tans in the early 20s, eating a hand grenade and all the rest of it. I want to see my Fido and Alsatian once again, as opposed to A Nation once again by Thomas Davis. All right, so anyways, cremated Ben Glasnevin Cemetery. His ashes are interred in Dean's Grange Cemetery in South Dublin, not far from where he grew up. A must-pay visit to his grave. And it's on Merrion Square, one of the major Dublin squares, just south of the Liffey. There's this wooden, whatever, comedy chair to sit on, like a huge throne for him. There was a documentary made, a tribute made to him, where his girlfriend and his youngest child speak. And his son's even brought out a book shortly after his death, just months after his death, entitled Our Father, posing with him. Obviously an allusion to the fact that he was often ridiculing Christianity and the Catholic Church. Who was brought up a Catholic, and indeed thought he might have had a vocation. Well, that was performative in itself, but later on drifted away from the church and became sharply critical of it. Anyway, thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, then on PayPal, georgecallahan7@gmail.com. Toodaloo.